Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up here for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. All right. Good morning. Excellent job avoiding the music stand up here, everybody. Okay, we're going to pretend something this morning. Are you guys ready to pretend with me?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's see, Gavin, can you come down here? Gavin, unfortunately, bud, you have had a real bad accident, and you have a bum leg, okay? So that's what we're going to pretend. Let's see if this will stick. All right, and so you can sit back down there. Okay, and Brody, you are in top physical condition, and you are a soccer superstar, all right? Okay, so we've got Brody, who's in really good physical shape, and we've got Gavin, who's all banged up and not doing so well. Who do you think needs more help? Who? I think probably Gavin needs more help, right? Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. Now, we're going to do some more pretending here. All right. If you would hold this for me, Maddie. Maddie, you've got plenty to eat. And Isabel, you've got nothing to eat. Okay. Who do you think needs more help? You think Maddie, who's got plenty to eat, or Isabel, who doesn't have any? Isabel, maybe? Yeah, I think that might be right. Okay. Calvin, you've got all the dollar bills. All right? You're flush with cash. And Gracie, you've got that penny right there. So Calvin's got a lot of dollar bills over here, and Gracie's got that penny. Who do you think needs more help?
Gracie,
because a penny doesn't get you very much, does it? Like hardly anything at all. Yeah, that's right. So in all of these situations, who is the one that needs more help? The one who doesn't have very much, right? The one who doesn't have anything to eat. The one who's got health issues is the one who needs help, right? God is going to be, God loves and cares for all of us. But God is interested in helping the people who need help the most, right? That's who the priority is. God can love and help and care for all of us. But the one we really have to be concerned about is the one who needs the most help. And Jesus talks about this. Jesus says, blessed are the poor, okay? Jesus says, blessed are you who are hungry. And Jesus goes out of his way to heal and take care of the people who are sick. Okay, and we're going to hear Jesus talk about that today in our readings, and you guys may talk about that in children's church, I don't know. But what I want you to know is that God loves and cares for all of us, but Jesus was especially interested in looking after the people who were sick, and the people who were hungry, and the people who didn't have any money who were poor. And you know what? That's sort of our job, too, to love and care for everybody, but to be especially interested in looking out for the people who don't have what they need, the people who are hungry, the people who are poor, and the people who are sick. Can you guys do that, you think, maybe in your lives? I think you can. That's what Jesus asks us to do, to look out for everybody, but especially the people who need help. Can you guys look this week for people that might need help at school or at home and maybe help them? You think you can do that? I think you guys can do that, and that would be wonderful. I think that would make God very happy. Will you guys pray with me? Lord God, you care for all of us. But help us to look out for people in need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. If you have any of those props, could you come bring them and put them in this bag? And then Miss Susan is going to take you to Children's Church so you can line up with Miss Susan. Thank you.